请大家打开《使徒行传》第十七章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
我们的《使徒行传》，我们的查考已经来到十七章第十六到三十四节。
Our study of the book of Acts has brought us to chapter 17, verse 16, and we will be looking all the way through to the end of the chapter.
让我来念给大家听，《使徒行传》第十七章。第十六节，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，心里就着急，于是在会堂里与犹太人和近前的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论，还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他们争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦的鬼神。这话是因保罗所传讲耶稣与复活的道，他们就把他带到雅略巴古，说你所讲的这新道我们也可以知道吗？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。保罗站在雅略巴古当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人住在地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所居住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们的生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们的诗作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的，我们既是神所生，就不当以神为神的神性向人所用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神既不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为那他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，就讥笑他说，又有人说，我们再听他讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他，信了主，其中有雅略巴古的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别的人一同信从。
Acts chapter 17 verse 16. Now when Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him. And some said, what does this babbler wish to say? Others said, he seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities, because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean. Now all the Athenians and foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked it. But others said, we will hear you again about this. So Paul went out from their midst, but some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius and Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris and others with them.
福音是非常重要的。
The gospel is very important.
今天我们听到有很多人在传福音。
Today we hear many people spreading the gospel.
特别是在那些很大型的教会里面，他们传讲许多的福音。
And especially in the mega churches where the gospel is being preached.
那么他们传讲的到底是怎么样的福音呢？
But what kind of gospel is being preached?
很多人说他信耶稣，信的是怎么样的耶稣呢？
Many people say they believe in Jesus, but what kind of Jesus do they believe in?
很多人传讲，如果你信耶稣，你就会发财；如果你信耶稣，你就能够得医治。
A lot of people proclaim that if you believe in Jesus, you will become prosperous. Others say if you believe in Jesus, you will be healed.
所以很多人相信说，好，我信耶稣，我信耶稣，我就能够得医治；我信耶稣，我就可以很多钱。
And so people say, okay, I believe in Jesus, and so I will be rich or I will be healed of my sickness.
如果你是这样信的话，请问这样的人有没有信主？
If you believe that way, are you a believer?
这样信的人，他有没有得救？
If a person who believes this, does he have salvation?
因为这个问题非常重要。
Because this is such an important
question. 这个问题牵涉到那个人的永恒的生命。
And it has a bearing on that person'seternal life.
这个你这个人的是天上天堂还是下地狱，就牵涉在你信的是什么东西。
Whether you are going to heaven or hell depends entirely on what you believe.
所以到底福音是什么？
So what is the gospel?
怎么样相信福音？相信怎么样的福音才能够上天堂？
And what kind of gospel do we believe before we can go to heaven?
这个是非常重要的一个问题。
Such an important question.
首先呢，我们还没有讲下去之前呢，所以我要大家打开加拉太书看一看。
But before we go there, I would like you to open your Bibles to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书，请你看第一章第八节。
Please turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 1, verse 8.
所以这里讲到一个很重要，我们一定要把这个福音搞清楚，到底福音是什么，福音的内容是什么。
We need to be very clear what the gospel is about, what does it contain.
所以在这里加拉太书第一章第八节说，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我所传的给你们不同，就应当被咒诅。我已经说了，现在又在说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Galatians 1:8 says, But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received,Let him be accursed.
所以我们要在这堂里面呢，这段经文里面呢，让大家看到福音的内容到底是什么。
So what we want to do today is from this passage show you what is the content of the gospel.
但是在还没有跟你讲之前呢，让我们来看一看经文。
But before we jump into that, let's take a look at the passage.
你看到第十六节，保罗说，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，然后呢，他看见满城都是偶像，心里就着急。
If you look at verse 16, it says that Paul, while waiting for them at Athens, he was provoked when he saw that the city was full of idols.
所以他就跟他们辩论。
So he reasoned in the synagogue.
特别是保罗每次到任何一个城市的时候呢，他都是进到犹太人的会堂，跟犹太人先辩论。
And we know that Paul's habit is wherever he goes to a new place, he first goes to the synagogue to reason with the Jews.
不但是这样呢，这一次呢，他到街上去，到市面上去，到巴萨去，跟人家辩论。
But he's gone even further this time. He's gone even into the marketplace to debate them.
所以因为他看到满城都是偶像，那么特别呢，在这个城市里面有两个学派非常的这个普遍。
And so he sees that the city is full of idols, and especially in this city are two schools of thought that are very prevalent.
这两个学派，第一就是以比古罗和斯多亚。
These two schools of thought are Epicurean and Stoic.
这个以比古罗到底是什么学派呢？
What is Epicurean?
其实以比古罗这个学派的人跟我们今天人一样，他们追求感官上面的这个享受。
Epicureans are not too different from the people of today. They pursue sensuality.
而且呢，他享受他是要及时行乐。
And they enjoy as and when they can.
他们是物质主义，只注重物质的上面的享受。
And they are materialists. They believe or they pursue material pleasures.
或许他们认为有神。
Maybe they believe there is a God.
但是这个神很远。
But this God is very distant.
他不理我们了。
And he doesn't care about us.
所以我们能够享受吃吃喝喝，我们就尽情享受，这个就是人生的目标。
And so if we can enjoy and live our lives like that, then we should, because that's the point of life.
今天我们观看我们这个亚洲的社会都是这样。
And today as we look around in Asia, that's what it's like.
你看这个香港，你看新加坡，你看这个中国，甚至你看美国的中国人。
If you look at Singapore or Hong Kong or China, or for that matter, Chinese people in America,
他们都是追求成功，追求享受，追求人生能够享受什么，他一定要得到。
They pursue success, they pursue pleasures, and if whatever pleasures or successes are out there, they want that.
所以他们的生命就是追求这一切。
And their lives are entirely about pursuing these things.
那么在这个斯多德呢？
And what about Stoics?
斯多德看到这个以比古罗他们呢追求肉体上面的享受，他说哦，我们不是这样，我们是追求这个美德。
And as the Stoics look at the Epicureans who are pursuing all these material pleasures, they say, oh no, that's not us. We pursue virtue.
他认为这个人神有存在，神管理整个人的世界，我们不能够脱离神，所以没有办法，我们只能够相信命运。
They believe that God is in charge of everything and they cannot escape the will of God, and therefore they say, well, that's fine. We believe in fate.
所以尽你所能去做好了。
And so do what you can to do whatever.
就好像我们有很多人没有办法脱离你的这个环境，我就乖乖的尽我所能，什么都不管，就这样做。
Like many of us who cannot escape our environment, cannot escape the circumstances we're in, we resign and do whatever it is that we can do.
这个就是所谓的无神的哲学思想跟行为。
These are both godless, man-made philosophies.
保罗看到这些人的时候呢，他怎么样来传道呢？
And as Paul was looking at these two people, how did he spread the gospel?
今天很多人说我们要针对他们的需要讲，对他们要他们给他们他们所追求的东西。
Today we say we need to address specifically what they believe and give them what they want.
很多人要追求钱财。
A lot of people want wealth and riches.
那么所以我们就说神给你钱财，所以你来信主。
And so we tell the people, oh, God will give you riches, so you should come.
所以他们是用这个方法来吸引人到教会来。
And that's how, that's their strategy in drawing people to church.
请问如果一个人这样信主的话，他有没有得救？
If a person believes that, does he have salvation?
所以我们要思想，他们传的这个是真的是好福音，有钱怎么不是好福音？好福音，福音就是好消息。我有好消息，你可以成为很有钱的人，谁不要？
If the gospel means the good news, then am I not telling you a good news if I say that God's going to give you a lot of money?
所以这边所讲的，他到底要讲什么呢？所以我们就看到保罗怎么样传这个福音给他们。
So we see what exactly it is that Paul tells them.
所以我们就在这里可以看看我们的经文里面，保罗没有针对他们所要的给他们，保罗把神的话语完完全全照实话来传给他们。
We see here that Paul does not pander to what they want, but Paul instead had a God-centered preaching.
所以让我们回到我们的经文。
Let us look back at the passage.
所以他们看到这里，保罗就在这边传讲这个经，传讲这个福音，就是针对这些人呢，他没有更改神的福音。
As he was preaching to these people, he did not change God's gospel.
所以他在这边，他站在这个二十二节这里他说，保罗站在雅略巴谷当中说。众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。我游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神。你们所不认识的，我现在告诉你们，这个创造宇宙和其中万物的神，是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，倒将生命气息赐给万人。
We see in verse 22 to 26, it says, "So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, 'Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands.'" As though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything.
所以在这边你会发现到，当保罗传福音的时候，他首先一讲呢，他先从神开始。
So we see that as Paul begins, he begins from God.
所以他讲到这里提到有好几方面有关神的这个本性或者神的 attribute.
And you will see that in many aspects of what Paul says, it talks about God's attributes.
所以你注意看，在这里提到神有关神的哪一些方面。
And let's look carefully about what attributes are we talking about.
他这边讲到神是创造宇宙万物的真神。
Paul talks about God being the creator God.
所以在这边你注意到吗？他说神是创造宇宙和其中万物的神。第二十四节。
It says here in verse 24 that God made the world and everything in it.
当然我们知道神是起初创造宇宙万物，这个是我们大家所知道的。
We know of course that God was one who created everything.
所以如果我们是他创造的，他自然有权利来掌管我们。
So if indeed we are his created beings, then he has every right to control us.
不但是这样，你看二十四节，他说，既是天地的主，他就是天地的主人。他既然是天地的主人，他意思这边强调的是他是主人 owner， 他拥有我们。
It says in verse 24, Lord of heaven and earth, and it suggests that he owns it all. He owns us.
所以他是创造宇宙万物，包括创造人类的主，而且他是拥有我们的主。
He's not only the God that has created heaven and earth, but he also owns us.
所以我们的生命是他所赐。
Even the life that we have is given by God.
如果神创造我们，而且赐给我们生命，请问我们可以随着自己的意思过我们的生活吗？
If God was the one who created us and has given us life, can we live as however we please?
今天我们过的生命呢，是我要这个生命是我的，我要怎么样活就怎么样活，我要怎么样过我的生活，我怎么样来，我的生活方式你不要管，是我的。
Today we live like we are our masters. We want to do whatever we do, and we say this is my life. I'll do whatever I please.
就好像一个孩子，当我们看到如果一个孩子从小长大之后，他长大之后呢，他就不认自己的父母，我们说不孝。
It's like when a child grows up and does not recognize his parents, we say he is unfilial.
但是如果一个人神创造我们，我们竟然不理会他，我说我的生命是我的，我不理会你，我不管你，我不管你做什么，我要过我自己的生活。请问这个比这个罪呢，不孝更大？
And if, as children of God, of people who have been created by God, we grow up and we say, I don't care what you say, I want to live my own life, Is that not a bigger sin?
所以我们看到神有权柄 来掌管我们，因为他是我们的创造主，而且他拥有我们。
So we see that it is such a great sin that we do not follow God because He is our Creator God and He owns us.
不但是这样呢，他还且而且你继续看下去，他说第二十五节，他说也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，导自己将生命万物赐给万人。
We see in verse 25 it says, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything.
所以我们有这个创造主，而且这个主人拥有这一切，他既然创造我们，他就不会住在我们给他造的这些物质，他也不需要我们来服侍他。
And if he is therefore a God who has created us and owns us and given us everything, he does not need a home or a temple where he needs to live in.
我们服侍他是我们的荣幸，我们的 honor.
He does not need us to be, does not need to be served by human hands, but instead, our serving him is our honor.
而且呢，你会他不但是这样的，他还把他不但是不需要我们，而且他把生命气息还有万物赐给我们。
Not only does he not need us, but he gives us life, breath, and everything.
你知道你的一切都是他所赐。
Everything you have is given by God.
你的生命是他所赐。
Your life is given by God.
你的才干是他所赐。
Whatever talents you might have.
你的鼻子里面的那口气也是他所赐。
The breath that you have in your nostrils.
有什么东西你拥有不是他所给你的呢？
Is there anything that you have that wasn't given by God?
你做万物都是他所赐，而且让你去享受。
He has given you everything to be enjoyed.
但是呢，请问你怎么样对待一个对你有施恩、给你这么多好处的一位神呢？
How are you treating a God that has given you such grace?
我不管他，我过我自己的生活。
I don't care about him. I'll go and live my own life.
请问这样是不是罪呢？
Is that sin?
所以我们看到这里，他说他不但是把生命气息给他们呢，你再看二十六节，他从一本造出万族住在地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
He not only gave us everything. In verse 26 it says, He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place.
所以在这边我们看到神是有主权的神。
We see from this that God has authority.
而且他是有权柄，有 sovereign Lord.
He is our sovereign Lord.
所以在这里我们看到保罗怎么传福音呢？他一开始他说神是我们的创造主。
So we see how Paul has gone about preaching the gospel. He says God is our creator.
而且神是我们的拥有者 ，master。
And on top of that, God is our master.
而且呢，神是赐生命的神。
God is a God that gives us life.
而且神是有权柄的神。
God is a God that's sovereign overall.
为什么他有权柄呢？他定下我们的年限，就是我们是生活，我们什么时候死，什么时候活，我们的岁数到什么，是神所定，而且我们所居住的地方也是神所定。
How is he sovereign? He is sovereign because he has determined allotted periods. In other words, how long we live, when we die, but also our boundaries of dwelling places, where we live.
就好像约伯在十四章第五节，他说：“人的日子既然限定，他的月数在哪里？你判定他的界限，使他不能越过。”
Job 14:5 tells us, "Since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass."
所以我们人生呢是短暂的。
As humanity is short-lived,
我们知道我们要离开这个世界。
And we know that we will leave this world.
我们要到另外一个世界去。
And we are destined for another world.
但是我们不知道那个世界是什么。
Yet we don't know what that other world is.
为什么神让我们有这样的感觉呢？
Why does God give us that feeling?
因为你继续看下去呢，他要让我们寻求他第二十七节。
If you look further in verse 27, it says that we should seek God.
因为我们不知道将来是什么，我们知道我们有永生在心里面，但是呢，我们不知道那个什么，为什么神让我们有这样的感觉呢？因为我们神要让我们去寻求他，是要知道我们生命不只是在这个世上而已。
Why does God give us that uncertainty? In verse 27, it tells us that we should seek him. In our hearts, we know that there is an eternity, but it is given to us so that we can seek him out.
不但是这样呢，我们需要他。
Not only that, we need God.
你看第二十九节，他说我们啊，第二十八节，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
Verse 28 says, "In Him we live and move and have our being."
所以我们需要他，我们依靠他。
We need Him. We depend on Him.
所以我们的整个生命都是神所赐，而且我们能够长有气息继续的生活下去，也是依靠他。
The life that we have is given by us, and the fact that we can continue to live is also dependent on Him.
所以神赐给我们这么多，又给我们生命，又给我们能够有享受这一切，我们竟然不理会他，我们竟然过我们要过的生活。
If God has given us so much grace and all that life, yet if we disregard Him and live our own lives however we want to.
所以保罗一开始的时候就讲到这个创造的神。
So Paul at the very start talks about the Creator God.
第二呢，他就讲到创被造的人。
Second, he talks about the creature.
啊，这个请看到第二个讲到啊，这个福音的第二个内容。
And that is the second part of the gospel.
所以他讲到创造这个被造的人的时候呢，特别提起什么呢？
As he's talking about the creature, he brings up something specific.
啊，就是人的罪。
The sin of man.
他说我们，你看在第二十八节下半章，他说什么呢？他说你们有诗人说我们是神所生，我们第二十九节，我们既是神所生，就不当以神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
The second half of verse 28, he says, "For we are indeed His offspring, being them God's offspring, we ought not to think."That the divine being is like gold or silver or stone.
什么意思呢？
What does he mean?
因为神创造人的时候，有神有自己的形象，他也要人有这个形象。
When God made man, He made man in His own image.
那么这个神的形象是神是个灵，他是不能够用人手的这个物质来创造，来代表。
But if God is a spirit, how does He?Represent himself in the form of a limited man.
就好像人，我们可以动作，我们可以思想。你看这个偶像呢，是不能够思想，不能够动的。
It's like how we are able to think and we are able to move. Yet when we look at an idol, it is not able to do that.
神是个灵，所以我们要敬拜是用心灵诚实敬拜他。
God is spirit, and so when we worship Him, we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
结果人呢，把它造成一个猪、一个狗、一个木头、一个动物、一个物质来敬拜，这个就是亵渎神。
Yet man has created God into idols like dogs, like eagles, like all these sort of other things, and that is an affront to God.
所以神在这里很指出他们的罪，你不能够这样的来亵渎神。
Paul here is pointing out their sin that you cannot stand against God like this.
所以他说你们应该寻求那个真正的神。
But he says you should indeed seek the real God.
我们再看二十七节，他说叫他们寻求神，那么他说其实神呢离开他们不远。
In verse 27 again he says you should seek God and the hope that you will find Him. It says that.He is actually not far from each one of us.
所以这个就跟刚才我们所讲的这个以比古罗 的思想，他说神很远，不知道他在做什么。他说神不很远，神就在你的附近。
And this is a direct contradiction of, as we spoke about just now, the Epicurean philosophy, which tells us that God is a very distant God. It is not true. He is not far.
而且他说神不理会你了。他说不是的。你的生活动作存留都在乎他。第二十八节。
The Epicureans say he does not care about us, but he says it's not true. In him we live, move, have our being.
所以我相信神的供应 ，the provision, the providence of God.
So we believe in the providence of God.
因为神就在我们附近，神在管理整个世界、宇宙、万物，而且呢，万物是靠他来托住的。
Because God is in our midst, and all creatures depend on Him.
所以我们必须要寻求神，我们的生活 每做一件事情 每想一件事情，我们都要知道我们是在乎他。
And in our entire lives we need to acknowledge the fact that he is there guiding and orchestrating it all.
所以我们看到神，保罗传福音的时候他提到神。
And so we see again that when Paul spoke of the gospel he talked about God.
然后呢他提到人，而且指出他们的罪。
And then he talked about man, and in particular, man's sin.
特别是他们按照自己的生活，按照自己的喜好来过自己的生活，而不是按照神的意思、神的旨意来过自己的生活。
Especially the way in which they live according to their own pleasures, but not according to God's will.
但是神在这里呢，保罗不但是讲到创造的神、被造的人，保罗还提到一个呢，就是审判的主。
Paul does not just talk about the creator and the creature, he also talks about Christ, the holy judge.
你看第三十一节。
Look at verse 31.
他说，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Verse 31 says, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
所以这边的他所设立的人，这个人是谁呢？
Over here when it says a man whom he has appointed, who does this refer to?
这个人要审判天下，这个人是谁呢？
This person is one who will judge the world.
这个人就是从死里复活的那一位。
This is the person who was resurrected from the dead.
啊，这个从死里复活就是要证明他要将来要审判人的那一个审判者。
He was raised from the dead as an assurance that this is the man who will one day judge the world.
我们读圣经的人，我们就知道这个人就是主耶稣。
Then if you are familiar at all with the Bible, you would know that this is the Lord Jesus.
所以在这边他告诉我们说，主耶稣一定要来，而且他已经是神所定他，他要来审判世界，将来我们每一个人都要面对他的审判。
And so we see that Jesus is coming. He is going to judge the world, and in a near future, we will all be judged.
你审判什么？
What is he judging?
审判就是神创造你，他给你这么多，他给你这么一切，连你的口中的气都是他给你，生命也是他给你，这万物都是他给你，你竟然不理会他，你过你自己的生活，这个就是自私自利、自我为中心的生活，你必须悔改。
What's he judging? He's judging the fact that he has created you, he has given life to you, he has given the breath in your nostrils, he has given you all of these things, yet you have not followed him and you have decided to live on your own, in your own terms, and he will judge them.
所以我们有没有犯罪呢？我们这个就已经犯了最大的罪。如果你不理会生你的父母，那么何况创造你的万物之主，你不理会他，你这个就是你的罪。
How have we sinned? We're not just talking about disregarding your parents, you have disregarded your God, a God that created you. That is sin.
所以你看到保罗不断在传福音的时候，他强调审判，并且他强调要悔改。
And so we see as Paul proclaims the gospel, he talks not just about judgment, he talks also about repentance.
让我们继续看第三十节吧。
Let us continue to look at verse.
他说，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Verse 30 says, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
所以你看到吗？今天有人传福音说，哎，你要选，这边有 ABC 给你选，你要选哪一个神？
So today as people proclaim the gospel, they say, oh, there is a God A, there's God B, there's God C, which one do you want?
啊，其实今天你看圣经里面，神没有叫你做一个决定。
But if you look at the Bible, God does not ask you to make a choice.
神这边吩咐你。
God tells you, he commands you.
他说你要悔改。
He says you must repent.
信耶稣不是叫你做一个决定。
Coming to believe in Christ is not making a choice.
叫你信耶稣是叫你要悔改，不要再过你现在过的生活。你不理会神，按照自己的生活，你必须离开，听从神的命令，过神，按照神的旨意来过生活。
Repenting is not making a choice, but it is a command so that you will come back to God and you will not live a life according to your own devices and on your own terms.
所以你看到保罗在这边怎么样传福音吗？
So do you see how Paul spreads the gospel here?
第一呢，他讲到创造的神。
First, he talks about the creator God.
然后呢，他讲到创造被造的人。
Then he talks about the creature.
啊，这个被造的人就是那个犯罪的人。
And that is the sinful man.
然后他强调那个创造的审判的主。
Then he talks about the holy judge.
就是那个那一位基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
然后呢，他讲到说，你们必须悔改，或者说你们必须承认相信耶稣基督，承认悔改相信耶稣基督。
And then he tells them that you need to repent as a rightful response.
所以如果你看福音里面，它必须牵涉到神，牵涉到人，牵涉到主耶稣，牵涉到什么呢？我们必须要悔改。
And so you see, in the full preaching of the gospel, it must talk about God the Creator, man, Christ, as well as the need for repentance.
你必须要传耶稣基督的福音。
You need to preach Jesus Christ.
不是说你信主你就可以发财。
It does not mean that as long as you believe in Jesus, you will be rich.
不要说你信主你就可以得医治。
Or you will be healed from your sickness.
是的，神给我们万物，给我们享受，或许他给你发财，但是这个不是我们信主的原因。
It's true, God has blessed us with many things, and maybe that is riches, and maybe that is healing.
或许你生病，你祷告，或许神医治你，那也是神的恩典，但是这个不是我们信的原因。
And maybe you are ill, and He will, and you pray, and He does give you healing, but that is not the reason we believe.
我们相信神是因为我们相信神告诉我们已经犯了罪，我们离开神了，我们必须要归回，按照神的旨意过他的生活。
We believe because God has told us that we have sinned and we have left God, and we need to now repent and come back to Him.
弟兄姐妹，很多人说，哎呀，我有病，你不知道，我很辛苦。
Some of you might say, "Oh, I'm ill. You have no idea how much pain I'm going through."
我告诉你，就算你有一个神医医你，医好了之后，你还是要死。
Let me tell you, even if there is a God that will heal you after you are healed, you will still have to die.
但是神给我们的福音是呢，永远不死的福音，就是我们有永恒的生命。
But the gospel that God has given us is an eternal gospel, and it leads to eternal life.
所以我们在这里，我们看到保罗在这段神福音这段经文里面告诉我们，看到无神的哲学的思想和行为。
And so in this passage that Paul has preached, we see the godless man-made philosophies.
那么我们也看到神给我们以神为中心的福音。
We see the God-centered gospel preaching.
今天很多人传讲的福音是以人为中心。
A lot of the gospel that's being preached today is man-centered.
你信耶稣，你得好处。
If you believe in Jesus, you get your benefits.
所以我们的神是为了你的好处来帮助你。
And our God exists so as to benefit you.
是以你为中心。
It is for you.
但是你要知道，你是神的创造物。
But let's not forget, you are merely a created being.
你必须要归回以神为中心，他创造你，你必须听他的话。
He created you, you must listen to him.
你必须要服从他。
You must worship him.
你必须要荣耀他。
You must glorify him.
是以神为中心。
But it is all God-centered.
当然今天的人不要听这个福音。
Of course, today nobody wants to hear that.
今天我们要听的就是你讲的道要有关我，对我有好处我才听，对我没有好处我才不听。我不以神为中心。
Today we want to hear a gospel that benefits me, that makes me feel good. I don't care about God.
但是我们传讲的，你要知道，我们只不过在这个万军之耶和华创造宇宙万物，我们只是不过是尘土，我们是来听从、顺从、服从他的命令。
Yet we need to remember, in the whole scheme of things, we are just dust, and we need to come here, listen to His word, worship Him.
我们开始的时候就讲到说，这个以比古罗跟斯多亚的这个思想。
We started out by looking at the philosophies of the Epicureans and the Stoics.
所以这个以比古罗的思想是我们要追求享受。
We see that the Epicureans pursue pleasure.
啊，我们所要的东西，我们所享受，我们尽情去享受，我管它有没有神。
Whatever we can enjoy, whatever we can have at material pleasures, we're going to do it, and we don't care about God.
但是另外一方面，我们又看到斯多亚。
On the other hand, we see the Stoic philosophy.
他说我们很有美德，我们也有德行。
And they say we have virtue.
所以他认为我这一切呢，是靠我的这个高贵的这个雅致，他的性情。
And they believe that everything is dependent on their own higher learning.
你要知道，这种想法就是骄傲。
You must know that this is pride.
这种想法呢，是不可能信主的。
And this attitude cannot
be. 因为主耶稣说要邻里贫穷 poor in spirit, 那个人才能够知道自己不能够靠自己得生命。你说主啊救我的时候，你才能够得救。
But that is against what Jesus has said. Jesus said you need to be poor. poor in spirit, it is only when you realize that you are bankrupt and you say, God, help me.
我们活的生命呢，不是我没有办法，才这样继续活下去。
We do not live a life that is resigned. We have no choice, and therefore we carry on.
我们基督徒，中马田这么说，Martin Lloyd-Jones这么说，一个基督徒，如果你活到，基督徒应该是人类里面最快乐的人。如果你活到这样呢，你给基督的名一个瑕疵，给他一个不好的名声。
Martin Lloyd-Jones said something to the effect that Christians need to be extremely happy people, but if you're not happy, then you taint or you do not bring glory to God's name.
所以我们要知道，我们活着呢，有一位救主，这一切神有他的计划。
We need to live as though we have a Savior, and all these things are His plan.
所以我要让你思想第三点。
So I want you to consider the third point.
第一点是无神哲学的思想和行为。
First point, godless man-made philosophy.
第二点呢是神以神为中心的福音的布道。
Point number two, God-centered gospel preaching.
第三点呢，如果你相信这个福音呢，你要怎么样活出这个福音呢？
The third point talks about what if I believe in this gospel? How shall I live it out?
你就不可以过你所喜欢的生活。
You can no longer live according to however you desire.
你应该过一个神所定下最好的生活给你。
You should live according to a life that God says is the best for you.
所以我们不能够认为，不能够说没有神，我们不能够不理会神，我们必须要时时追求、寻求他。
No, we cannot ignore God. We need to seek Him diligently.
这样是怎么样的生活呢？
What does that life look like?
当然，这个就是爱神的生活。
Of course, it is a life that loves God.
因为圣经里面我们不断地看到。 主耶稣也是这么教导说，我们要尽心尽意爱主你的神。
Throughout the New Testament, we see Jesus himself teaching us that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind.
神说，如果你爱我，如果你爱父母多过爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
He says that if you love mother or father more than me, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
如果你爱儿女多过爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
If you love your children more than you love God, then you are not fit to be His disciple.
如果你爱丈夫要妻子，你多过爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
If you love your husband or wife more than me, you are not fit to be my disciple.
神不是叫我们不爱父母，不爱儿女，不爱妻子。神是说，但是最高的爱是神。
He's not asking us not to love our wives, our husbands, our children, or our parents. He's saying that the greatest love is reserved for Him.
所以我们要以神为最高的、最重要的、最宝贵的。
We need to see God as the most precious to us.
所以我们的生命呢，不再是为自己而活。
And so then our life ceases to be about us.
我们的生命呢，是因为神所赐的，我们应该为他而活。
Our lives become because it was given by God, we should live for Him.
我们爱我们的孩子，因为神要我们爱孩子，不是因为孩子可爱。
We love our children not because our children are cute, but because God wants us to.
我们要爱父母，我们要爱妻子，我们要爱丈夫，都是神的命令。
We must love our husbands and wives and our parents, and that's all God's command.
但是这一切都是源自于爱神。
But all that comes from the fact that we love God.
所以爱神是最高最重要的一个因素。
And so loving God is the most important thing in our life.
所以一个信主的人要什么呢？要常常爱，表现出他爱主的心志。
And so a person who believes must constantly show that he loves God.
这个支配了，管理了他整个生命。
And this should consume his whole life.
第二呢，他必须是有喜乐的生命。
Number two, a Christian should have joyful living.
你觉得很奇怪，因为我们设法让你从另一个角度来看，一个喜乐的人呢，是一个荣耀主的人。
A person who lives joyfully is a person who glorifies the Lord.
腓立比书四章四节，保罗说，你们要靠主喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
In Philippians chapter 4, Paul says, Rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice.
一个信主的人呢，是充满了喜乐，因为他知道神在掌管，他不要担忧。
A person who believes in God is a person who's extremely joyful because he does not have to worry, he knows that God is in control.
一个信主的人能够喜乐，因为他知道神使万事互相效力，叫他得益处。
A person who believes is able to be joyful because he knows that all things work together for good to those who believe.
因为神在掌管,
because God controls it all.
所以我们能够喜乐,
and we can be joyful because He is our God.
他是我的老大,
He is our master.
他是我的靠山,
and He is He is who I count on.
所以你看到我不我应该过一个非常喜乐的生命，我不需要为前面担忧。
So you see, we need to live a life that is joyful because we don't have to worry about what comes ahead.
就算现在我遇到的苦难，那个也是对我有好处，他才会出现在我面前。
Even if right now I'm faced with trial and pain, I know He is there with me.
所以这一切神在掌管。
So all of it is in control by God.
所以我可以喜乐。
And so I can be joyful.
所以当我信了主之后，你忧忧愁愁，你给神的名带来一个不好的名声。
So and if after I believe I walk around with a fallen countenance and I'm always sad, it gives God a bad name.
所以这个就跟以比古罗跟这士多雅完全相对。
And this is completely contradictory to the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers.
你信神，神就在我们当中，而且他就管理着我们，所以我们可以依靠他，我们可以爱他，我们有一个 personal relationship. 我跟他有个人的关系，我可以信靠他，我可以喜乐。
And if you believe in God, He is here with you now. You can count on Him. You can rejoice in Him because He is in control.
而且呢，第三点呢。 我们怎么样活出这个福音呢？我们必须要使到我们所蒙的恩跟选召更加的肯定。 Make sure your salvation.
Number three, how do we live a life that is believing? We make our salvation sure.
你要肯定你到底是不是基督徒。
You need to be sure if you are a Christian.
如果你是基督徒的话呢，你的生命自然会有改变。如果你的生命没有改变呢，我告诉你，你必须要检查自己，你或许还不是一个基督徒。
If you are a Christian, your life should show change. If there is no change now, you need to ask yourself if your salvation is true.
如果你活得好像以比古罗这样，你还是追求人生的享受，追求你的自己的愿望，你不理会神在你身上的旨意，你还是跟前以前一样。
If you live like the Epicureans and you pursue pleasure and you do not care about God, then you are just like them.
你的行为就告诉我，你还是你生命的主人，耶稣基督不是你生命的主人。
Your life tells me that you are still the master of your own life and not Jesus.
一个信主的人呢，他会已经改变了，他就不像是追求人生的目标，也是以主为重，而不是以个人的思想为重。
A person who believes in Jesus is not a person who masters himself, but a person who believes that someone else is in control.
甚至你遇到苦难，你说你的工作很难，我告诉你，那是神放在你的生命里面，要你改变，你赶快祷告，让你有智慧，知道怎么样做。
Perhaps you are facing some trial now. Let me tell you, God has put that in your life, and you need to learn the lessons. Pray and learn that quickly.
连那个苦难都是神给你这个变相的祝福。
In fact, that trial is a blessing from God.
A blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise.
因为它看起来是苦，但是实际上它是一个祝福。
Because on the surface it may look like pain, but it is indeed a blessing.
所以我们必须要使到我们的这个选召，我们的这个恩召呢，清楚到底你是不是信主？你信主，你生命必须要改变。怎么样知道呢？
And so if we are saved, we need to make that salvation sure, and we need to see that there is change in our lives. How do we tell?
你看，我要你看彼得后书一章十节。
I want you to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10.
你看一看这里保罗讲什么。
Take a look at what Paul says over here.
或许我们先看彼得后书第一章第五节。
Let's first look at 2 Peter
第一章第五节,
chapter 1 verse 5.
因为在这里他讲到说我们有神的性情，那么第五节说，因为这个缘故，你要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有了德行要加上节制，有知识，有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐加上敬虔，有了敬虔的心要加上这个爱弟兄的心，有爱弟兄的心要爱众人的心，使你在这些 这些事情上面充充足足，不至于闲懒，不结果子。那么怎么样呢？使到你的蒙恩的召，第十节，所蒙的恩召跟拣选更加的坚定，更加的肯定。
Verse 5 says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his sins. Verse 10, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure.
如果你说你是基督徒,
if you say you are a Christian,
你是不是有信心、有德行、有知识、有节制、有敬虔、有忍耐、有爱弟兄的心、有爱众人的心？
Are you someone who has knowledge with self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, any of these qualities?
你有的时候呢，你就知道我真的是一个基督徒，因为如果你不是的话，你不会做到这些事情的。
If these things show up in your life, you know that you are a Christian, because if you are not, then these would not happen.
所以那个 King James 说 ，make your salvation sure， 使到你的救恩更加肯定，因为你拥有这些果子。
The King James Version tells us to make your election sure, because if you are, or if these fruits appear in your life, then you are sure.
所以你会发现，我们如果信了主的人，你要做什么呢？你应该有什么？你应该有这个爱主的生命。
So if you are indeed a believer, you would love God.
你有这个喜乐的生命。
You will live a life that is joyful.
而且你有结果子的生命。
And you will bear fruit.
那个就是使到你的 salvation sure， 你的恩召是肯定的。
When you bear fruit, your salvation becomes sure.
而且你的生命是为天上而活。 You live for eternal perspective.
You should also have an eternal perspective.
就好像哥罗西书3章1节。
It's just like Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
这边讲到说， 所以你们若与基督一同复活，就求上面的事，因为在那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。Colossians
3:1 tells us, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
所以你会发现到，你看这一切呢，都是从天上的眼光来看的，不从地上的。
And so as a Christian, you look at all the things around you from a heavenly perspective, and not something that's short-term and earthly.
多两个，多一个有关这个天，一个有被福音改变的人应该有的态度。
Another aspect of our lives that are changed by the gospel is
你必须要传扬福音。
You are sharing your faith with, you're sharing your faith through the gospel.
因为你自己已经得到那个好处。
Because you yourself have been blessed.
所以你必须要把这个福音传出去。
And so you need to preach and spread the gospel.
所以这段经文给我们看到什么呢？
So what does this passage show us?
我们看到这个无神的哲学的思想和行为。
It shows us the godless man-made philosophies.
我们也给我们看到这个保罗传福音的内容包括什么？
And it shows us what the content of Paul's preaching.
包括神,
it includes God,
the creator
创造主,
God. 第二那个 creature, 那个被造的人,
the creature, the sinful man.
第三, Christ, 就是主耶稣审判的主。
Number three, it talks about Christ, the holy judge.
第四呢, 你必须要 confess, 你必须要有这个承认耶稣基督，悔改承认耶稣基督。
Four, it talks about confession and the need for repentance.
所以在这段圣经里面，他特别的提到以比古罗跟斯伯亚。
And in this passage, he talks specifically about the Epicureans and the Stoics.
他认为神是很远的。
They see God as a distant figment.
但是我们基督徒不是，我们看到神就在我们当中。
But as Christians, we know that God is right here with us.
而且呢，他拥有我们。
In fact, He is our master.
所以我们要为他而活。
So we should live for Him.
如果你一个信主的人，你的生命是不是一个改变为主而活的生命？
If you say you are a Christian, has there been change in your life? Are you living for God?
你是不是爱神？
Do you love God?
你是不是过一个喜乐的生活？
Are you living joyfully?
你是不是过一个传福音的生活？
Are you spreading the gospel?
是不是过一个结果的生活？
Are you bearing fruit?
你是不是过一个天上的生命，就是常常思想天上的事情？
And do you live with an eternal perspective and constantly think about heavenly things?
如果这个福音是你所接受的，你应该有这些果子。
If this is the gospel that you have accepted, and that is the life you should be living.
我们请我们的弟兄庆豪来说结束的祷告。Let
us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your word. We thank you for the gospel that was preached by Paul. Father, even as we see that there were Epicureans and Stoics in Paul's day, there are many equivalents of this that we feel, that we find around us every single day. We pray, Father, that we would be worthy of your calling, that we would live a life that is different from them, that we would not be sucked in to the world's philosophies, Lord, but that we would stand firm in your word and that we would live for you. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to, for those of us who know you, that you would assure us, Lord, as we live for you, help us to bear fruit, Father. We pray also, Lord, for those who may be drawn away or attracted by these philosophies of the world, that Father, you would speak to them even now, that this message would be piercing right into their hearts, that they can see the truth and that they would repent and come to you and live a life that is for you and not for ourselves. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.